Skalim chapter 4, Mishnah 8, Hamakdish Nechasim Vayuben Dvarim Roin Al Gabe Mizbeach. When he consecrates his possessions to the temple without explicit designation, and there is amongst it other things which could also be suitable for the altar, such as Yainus, wine, Shmanim, oil, which could be used, you know, for the Mincha offerings, and Vaifos, and birds. So these are other kinds of things. They're not animals, but they're other kinds of things which are also appropriate to be brought up on the altar. And this person designated all his property to the temple, and we find these things over there, amongst his property. Rabbi Elazar Omer, so this is Rabbi Elazar. Now some say it's spelled differently over here. Some say it actually is the Rabbi Elazar of the last Mishnah, and some say no, it is Rabbi Elazar, it's a different opinion. But Omer, he says, Yemach le'tzoicha oisen amin, so we would sell it to people who need that kind of thing for their offerings. They are viewed b'demayim oila. So now we would take the money and we would buy oila offerings. We would always take the money and not use it for the upkeep of the temple, like we said in the last Mishnah. For these things, we would buy oila offerings and we would offer the oila offerings up on the altar, the burnt offerings. Sha'an nechasim and all his other property, yiplu lebedek habayis, would then go to the upkeep of the temple. So there's a differentiation between the last Mishnah and this Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, we said that the money could be used when he sells the animals. According to Rabbi Elazar, the money could be used for the upkeep of the temple. Here, he's selling the wine, the oils, and the birds, and we're saying that the money has to be used to buy oila offerings that have to be offered up. Why the difference between the two? So it quotes over here the Rambam, who says that if an animal is consecrated and it develops a blemish, it can be redeemed. Right? You can redeem the animal if it develops a blemish. But fine flour, wine, oil, birds, which are disqualified, can't be redeemed. And because of that differentiation, says the Rambam, we also make a differentiation in what to do with the money that we receive back after we sell these items. Can it go to the upkeep of the temple, or can it be used, does it have to be used for buying oil offerings?